Hey guys, this is Pastor Q. On this week's episode, I want people to remember what I say, don't you?
Hey everybody, welcome to X with Q, a 10-minute podcast to help you lead healthy from ministry to the marketplace. My name is Brad, and as always, I'm here with Pastor Mark Q.
Yes, guys, let's go.
Okay, PQ, how do we help people remember what we say?
Oh my gosh, you want to know what's a depressing thought? Is someone told me the other day, you know, if our listeners don't know, I preach about 40 weekends a year. We have some great other teachers here at the church, but someone was telling me, they were like, yeah, they only by Tuesday. So if I preach on Saturday and Sunday, because we have services all throughout the weekend, you know, we go, he said, yeah, by Tuesday, they've already forgotten 91. How come it's not 90 and it's 91? 91% of what I said.
That's painful.
I was like, don't ever tell me that again. I will smack the fire out of you. Because, I mean, I put so much emphasis. So it is. I mean, getting people who we lead to remember what we say is key to getting things done.
Right.
It's just key to getting things done. We have to get, we have to do that.
So how do we make our communication memorable?
Listen, and I know this is going to turn into like, oh, four R's. I know for me, as corny as it may be, this really has helped me in my leadership. I'd love to share it with the listeners. I think there are four key principles that we have to know that when we're talking, we're giving instruction or we're affirming people or we're giving them, you know, direction on something we want to accomplish as a team. One, you got to have a relationship. So you think relationship, what's my relationship like with the person I'm talking to? So the question to ask is who's saying it? Mm. You know, communication actually in Latin, it actually means common ground. Mm. So if I want something to stick, I'm going to use metaphors or word pictures that I know are going to stick in that person. I was talking to one of our staff members the other day, and they're huge basketball fans. Yeah. And I knew the meeting that I wanted to have, and I wanted to get them to do something, so I used a basketball metaphor.
Yeah.
It's who's saying it. It has to be somewhat relational to their world.
Right.
How are you going to relate what you're saying to their world?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is repetition.
For sure.
I think sometimes what happens is we think repetition is bad, but Marketing 101 will tell you marketing is repetition. It's
right.
The right repetition. It's not repetition. It's the right repetition. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is we have to remember how many times are we saying it, but maybe saying it in different ways. So right off the bat, you got to think relationship and you got to think repetition.
Right.
You know,
I think one of the things you say all the time that we all remember is how you start your day sets your day.
Yeah.
There's a cadence to that.
Yeah.
That's it's memorable. Not just because it's been repeated a lot of times, but because there's a certain cadence to it.
And I think in the repetition, things have to be well crafted.
Yes.
What makes that phrase kind of work is that it was crafted well. What starts your day, sets your day, the S's, actually, and I don't know why I know this, and I know our listeners are going to go, this guy needs therapy. But the reality is I've studied what sounds people gravitate towards, and one of the sounds that people gravitate towards is the consonant S.
Right.
And I know it's way too much information, but if you really want something to stick, not only is it relational, relates to their world, not only is it repetition, but it's also said in a way that's well crafted.
100%. You know? So relationship being, you know, who says it,
right.
Repetition being how often is it said, right. And what else?
And
how
I think
else can we help people remember?
There has to be a relevancy factor. How relevant is it to their world? If I'm using word pictures and metaphors or telling them a story, it could be so outdated. Listen, this is silly, but I remember buying my daughter her first car. And we got in the car, and it was older. It was an older car. It had like 80,000 miles on it, but, you know, that's what we could afford. So we get in the car, and it was the – and I was telling her, well, this is how you would use the window and, you know, blah, 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 you know, just do – and she was like, what's that handle? And I'm like, well, it's the window handle. And I know our listeners are going, what? Right. Back in the day, there were cars how you rolled down the window.
Right.
Right. And she was like, I don't even – so I'm using this example to her, like, you know how you would roll down a window? And she's like, what? To roll?
There's a button.
For the window. That's right.
It's just a button.
It's just a button, Dad. And I'm like, oh, God, how old am I? But I was using, this is when she was younger. I was like, you know, when you roll down a window, it's kind of like that.
Yeah,
and she's like, what are you talking about? So I think there needs to be an element of relevancy in how they're seeing what you're trying to get them to remember. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think you have to be just relevant.
I always just think I grew up in the South, and until college, I thought the name for a refrigerator was the Frigidaire.
The Frigidaire.
Because that's what my dad would call it. Right. Hey, you know, we got some chicken in the Frigidaire.
Right, right.
And so I would say Frigidaire. People went, what are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
And I thought it was, it's the Frigidaire.
Right. And I also, that's so funny. And I also think a lot of times, you know, we think it's a people problem, you know, because we're leaders. We always get it right. We're in the front. Mm-hmm. That's why we're a leader. We're hardly ever wrong. Mm-hmm. But what's happening is they're not remembering what we're saying because we're not using relevant terms to right. where they can connect. Mm-hmm. We got to get them to connect yeah. in a way to what we're trying to convey. Mm-hmm. So get them to connect with relevancy so mm. what you convey is digestible. That's yeah. key.
And I think one thing that's key about relevant terms too is making sure that it's simple. I think sometimes in our organizations, we can have tunnel vision and we start using insider language
yeah.
and no one knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about the yeah. principle, the rule of thumb on our yeah. team, public's yeah. language.
Yeah, we always use, you know, where we are, where we do this podcast and where our church is in Florida. So the big grocery store chain around us is, you know, Winn-Dixie and Publix, you know, but we use Publix language, meaning we talk about things here that you would hear in the aisles of your local grocery store. For us, it's Publix. For other people, it's Kroger, whatever it is, you know, but that's the principle. So we don't talk in terms because we're trying to get as many people to understand that God loves them and God has a plan and purpose for them.
Right.
So we want to bring people into a relationship with Christ. Well, if you use insider language, then they're not in the inside. They feel excluded. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, our mission is to include. So the way you do that is you use language that where they feel like, oh, that's what they're talking about. Oh, that's what they're,
right.
you know, so it's, that's where we get the phrase Publix language for yeah. us. It's language that they would hear every day in their local grocery store.
Right.
And what annoys me a lot of times about leaders is that leaders think simple is shallow. Mm. And we've talked about this on podcasts before, mm-hmm. that simple is not shallow. Simple is actually this, simple. That's all it is.
Right.
Simple's not shallow. Mm-hmm. Simple's foundational.
Right.
See, that's the key.
Yeah, and I think in the spirit of creativity and innovation, we yeah. overthink things. And if you have to over-explain it and it's not simple and clear,
that's
then you're hurting
that's exactly
yourself.
Right.
You're hurting the organization.
Listen, it's just like a joke. In other words, if you tell somebody a joke and you got to explain the joke, I got to tell you, it wasn't a good joke.
Yeah.
I'm now trying to figure something out rather than laugh.
Right.
The point of a joke is for you to laugh.
Uh-huh.
But if I have to first engage your brain on to understand it,
for
the
sure.
joke's not that good.
Right.
We say this all the time at the chapel, where creativity and functionality intersect, that's genius.
Yes.
That's the key. You can be so creative, nobody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets it. And then
Absolutely.
You can be so functional mm-hmm. that it feels like stale and no feeling and dry.
Right.
You got to bring the two together. And one of those ways is by getting people to remember what you say.
100%.
You know,
so. You want to hear a joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you call a grizzly
See,
bear?
See, I got to figure it out already.
With no teeth.
A grizzly bear with no teeth. What?
A gummy bear.
See, that's funny.
It's good.
That's funny. I mean, what's the big thing right now? The big thing is like dad jokes. Is that the, you know, dad jokes. The reason everybody goes, you know what? Everybody goes, God, that's so stupid. God, that's so trite. Gosh, that's so. But you know, when they're making comments like that, they're smiling from ear to ear.
Exactly.
That's my point.
Exactly
right.
Exactly. All right. So relationship, repetition, relevance. And then the fourth one
I think the fourth one is response. You mm-hmm. got to have these four R's for people to remember what we say. The last one is response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Am I practicing what I said? Are they seeing it? Because this is what we forget as leaders, is that people remember about 8 to 10% of what we say, but 70% of what they see.
Mm.
So if you're just saying it and not modeling it, they ain't gonna remember it.
My goodness.
You have got to say it and model it. Otherwise, it doesn't stick.
Mm.
You just a talking head.
Mm-hmm.
You just saying stuff and they're rolling their eyes. They're walking away. But if you combine what you say with your behavior and how you act and they can see it, they're going to remember what you say.
Right.
It's hard because a lot of us that lead, we love to talk and we love to say words, and I got it and I get it. I'm one of those.
Yep.
But I've learned they got to hear it and they got to see it.
Right. Yeah. Your best message is not from a microphone or from a platform. It's the one you live and breathe with your
life.
That's
it. Every consistency in your character from words to actions. That's it.
I love it. Thank you so much, Pastor
Q. Yeah, man.
Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.